insurance. And then after Granddad was killed, why, my dad built this little house, or had this little house built right across the street, and my grandmother lived there then the remainder of her life.
What was it like here during the 30s, during the Depression? Was it bad?
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah, it was real bad. And although everybody, you know, made the most of it, and like, you grew up, and everybody was the same. And like, for example, if I took a girl to intermission, which, you know, like in 1937, I was 17 years old, and I did, I might have enough money to buy two pops, which cost a nickel apiece. I might have enough to buy one hamburger. But all the girls you went with like that knew you was in the same boat as their brothers were, and that's all they would ever order. So you got along, you got by. There's lots of things you couldn't do, of course, but you made your own fun without money. I know I worked pulling weeds out of corn one time for 50 cents a day, and I kept track of how far I walked. You know, the rows were a mile long, and I'd done 32 rows and walked 32 miles. And I got 50 cents for doing it. But a dollar and a half would buy you a good pair of overalls, not J.C. Penney's, but, you know, Lee's or something like that, which all us kids had to have. Or you'd go to Tom McCann's and buy a real good pair of shoes for $3.15. And this is how you spent your money. Or you'd go to a dance, and they used to have barn dances out here, and it cost 45 cents to get in. Maybe you didn't have 45 cents, you might have 25. The guy'd say, okay, I'll let you in. If you ever get the extra money, well, give it to me. And you did. You know, your word was your bond. And I know during the Depression, too, we used to leave our wrenches on the tractor. We'd leave a barrel of gas out in the field. And if you ever had any gas missing, it was some neighbor that run out and, hey, I run out of gas and I took 5 gallons out of your barrel. And he'd come and pay you back. You know, and that's the way life was.
Yeah. People just really worked together, didn't they? Had to, I guess.
And they had to.
To survive.
And then, of course, they come along with WPA, and people, some people went on that. I had an uncle out here that he wouldn't go on WPA. And his family were really hard up. In fact, I can remember his wife getting a coat out of a doghouse that their dog had been sleeping on, and she cleaned it all up and made a coat for one of her daughters. And it was a good-looking coat when she got done. You know, and, Depression is bad out here.
Did a lot of people join up with the WPA? I was just wondering, did the WPA do a lot in this area, projects and stuff?
They built quite a few projects. They built a couple of bridges on 36. And gee, back when they started that, then those guys got like $3 a day. You know, it was pretty good money. And they didn't have to work hard. But the thing is, on WPA, if you drove along, everybody knew you were on WPA because they'd see them leaning on their shovel or whatever they were doing. And people got off, most people got off of it as quick as they could because they didn't like that. They didn't like for people to see that they were
on the
taking relief. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just wondering if I know in the South, the WPA projects were really, really big, and I was just wondering if how big they were in this area.
Now, what is your project?
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Just a study of language in Colorado, and is basically what we're doing, to see what language is like in this area, and a lot of the stuff we've talked about with different farm terms and what certain things are called.
Well, now, is this a sabbatical for you, or what is it?
Yeah. I'm just out here this summer, just doing. I'm going around doing some interviews and stuff. Yeah.
And what are you going to do with it?
Well, I'm going to go back and listen to the different interviews, and we're just going to try to see what we can discover from the different interviews. Is what we're going to try to do. See if maybe there's some different connections. Maybe that the same kind of words are used in one area that are used in another area, or there may be that some different words are used.
I would think there would be because. Well, like undoubtedly, originally my people came from somewhere around in Kentucky, I would guess. after they came to the United States. Of course, some of them came from England, some of them came from Ireland. Mm. The people who migrated west, most of them came from some particular area that they should have brought some tradition or something with them that carried down through, I would think.
You mentioned that there are a lot of Germans in this area. Did they come over here direct? Did they come to Idalia directly from Germany, or had they been in America for a while?
They had been in America, and they had settled in Nebraska. And then they moved from Nebraska here. Oh. And I've got a tape where I interviewed a guy that when we were doing this centennial business, and he was real well informed about where people come from, and some of them came from Austria and some of Germany, and he knew what part of Germany they come from, whether they were, whether they were Low German or High German. Mm. That's not the terminology I should use, but that's the way it was based. This person is Low German, this is High German, because you can tell by their dialect and so on. And we got one family here that the family that's here now would be their great-grandfather was a